Got a very, very quick one here for you, if you can, Graham, in about 30 seconds. Helen says, whilst watching swallows in flight in the previous summer, it appears that sometimes they rotate in the air through a full 360 degrees, wing over wing. Is this an optical illusion, or can they really do it?
Well, a quick answer is it might be the case. Most birds don't do that because they actually keep their head horizontal in flight. So if you turn 360 degrees, you end up twisting your head around. The only bird that I know that definitely does this is the raven, but swallows are very manoeuvrable, and I guess it's perfectly possible that they do too.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That was Graham Taylor from Oxford University. Also, thank you, Jenny Goodman from Oxford University, who talked about flying at Mach 6. And hopefully it's going to happen soon, but I don't think, unfortunately, soon enough for me to get to Australia soon, quickly enough. It's been great to have your company this week. Thank you very much to producer Petro, to co-presenter Helen, and also, as I said, to our guests, Jenny Goodman and Graham Taylor. Next week, we're going to be exploring the science of heart disease, including what is a heart attack, what's heart failure, and what causes arteries to get furred up in the first place. We'll also be hearing from Drs. Neil Campbell and Anthony Mather from the Royal London and St. Bartholomew's Hospital about new ways to unblock arteries without having to resort to nasty operations, and also how stem cells might be able to rescue hearts damaged by some of these diseases. If you've got any questions on those subjects, then do email them to me, chris@nakedscientist.com, as soon as possible, and we'll try to include them for you in next week's programme. In the meantime, do give the Nature podcast a listen. We make that too. It's on the web at nature.com/nature/podcast. Lots of from the coalface cutting edge science news available there. And our website has recently undergone a complete overhaul, a total facelift, and we think it now works beautifully and looks fab. We'd really like your feedback. So if you have a chance, do drop in at nakedscientist.com and tell us what you think, especially our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum. If you've got a science question, I can guarantee there's some luminary somewhere that will have the answer and can help you out. Thank you for listening once again. And until next time, goodbye.